Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to Busted Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with Evan Jenkins. And we always look at the drafts. We look at the prospects. We look at the future. And the Tigers, all of a sudden, they're the darlings of all the national ratings. I told you so, Evan. All of a sudden, the Tigers were going to look like everybody was going to put them in the top five or six. And that's exactly where they are entering spring training after last year being in the low 20s. So what happened? Well, what happened is Colt Keith happened. That happened. What happened? Jackson Jobe was, had this spine injury and all this, and he really hadn't been that good his first year. Well, he happened, and he looks like the best pitching prospect. Well, he is, I think, that the Tigers have had since Justin Verlander, without question. What happened? Ty Madden had another good year. What happened? Justin Henry Molloy walked 110 times at Toledo and put up some offensive numbers. What happened? Chase Young, who only hit one home run his first year of professional baseball, hit 28 last year. And they drafted Max Clark, third overall, very exciting player. Maneuvered the draft, so they got a couple high school players with extra bonus. One, Kevin McGonigal, a shortstop second baseman, has done very well. They signed him away from Auburn, and they signed Paul Wilson, who is former major league pitcher Trevor Wilson's son, away from Oregon State, which, by the way, is probably the prohibitive favorite to win the national championship this year. So the Tigers did a lot. Then there were some other good stories throughout the system. You know, you've seen Reese Olson pop up into the major leagues and do well. A player that's not mentioned enough on these lists, Tyler Matheson, a fourth-round pick a couple years ago, dominating at the minor leagues. So you look at it, and you got Eddie's Leonard, the player that they got for cash when the E-Rod deal fell through with the Dodgers, did very well. So all of a sudden, the Tigers farm system looks really good. Cole Keith already signed a contract.
Yeah.
He's got $28 million coming to him, and it could be a lot more.
Yeah, it's crazy. Pat, do you see at all, like, is there a hole with the Tigers at all? Like, if I were to say there's one, it might be third base right now. What would you say?
On the team right now, yes. But that's almost deliberate because Young did so well last year that and they moved him from second to third. They flip-flopped basically Keith and Young. And Young is going to be at Toledo. If he hits, and there's high anticipation that he will, and can handle third base because he's got decent hands and seems to have enough of an arm to handle it, he's going to be up in the major leagues. So that's why they feel pretty comfortable about third base. And they've got a lot of options. They can platoon Verlaine and McKinstry there this year. Ibanez can play the position. So they feel pretty comfortable with third base until their one of their top prospects arrives, and Jace Young.
Now, with their pitching, do you imagine that they could have a six-man rotation?
Not at the start of the season. It doesn't make sense. But you got to understand, okay, the pitchers go on the disabled list every other week. So it looks like they've got a lot of I'm exaggerating, but while it looks like they have a lot of pitching, their situation could become, hey, do you have enough pitching very quickly? So they got six pitchers. One of them, Mize, is coming back from an injury. They won't know what they have in him until he actually gets out into real game situations in spring training. And that's different than being up north and playing. I mean, they open up in cold weather cities. The sixes may not be enough, to be honest with you. Ultimately,
when I look at one player that really needs to succeed for the Tigers to be successful is the young Riley Green. Now, Riley Green has had unfortunate injuries, and now he's coming off of a tough one with his elbow. What do you expect from him this season, Pat?
Well, there's been a lot of emphasis on him getting bigger and stronger. And I think there has to be, and it probably has been, a discussion about what he does when he gets around the wall and what he does when it comes down to diving. Because two of those injuries happened in that way. One, where he banged into the wall after he made a spectacular catch, albeit.
Yeah.
And the other one, where he dove. And it is his off arm. It's not his throwing arm. It's his right arm that had the surgery. But that can hinder a little bit the hitting. But he should be ready, and they've tried to get him bigger and stronger and less injury plagued. That's basically what he's been. And the injuries have been because of a batted ball on his foot, running into a wall, and diving.
Yeah,
so they've been in the pursuit of doing things. But I think the first thing is, you know, to break a habit that he's done ever since he obviously was a younger player, is to dive for balls and to just get run and scoop the ball rather than doing that and try to keep his body in front of it. You know, he dives up there, you know, for everything. And it seemed likely that playing 100 and some games, well, he's only played 94, 99 in his first 2 years, but playing that many games, it's inevitable you might end up with some kind of injury.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The bullpen with the Tigers this year. I know they brought back Andrew Chafin after he took a year off and went to another team, but how do you see that shaping up? And who is the closer this year? Or are they going to go by committee again?
Well, last year they really didn't go by committee. It was mostly Lang. And when Lang faltered, then they were forced to go by committee. Lang will definitely be in the mix. He's got great stuff, but every once in a while his command just goes, leaves him. And you can't have a closer necessarily that does that. Foley is obviously a candidate for that. But it might be Shelby Miller from the Dodgers because they picked him up, and he's a former starter. He's got a long extension fastball, meaning he releases the ball very close to the plate. He's in the top 3rd percentile. So his fastball plays quicker than what his velocity readings, which really aren't that bad, play. And now he's added a split finger pitch that is very devastating. And last year at a 1.71 ERA, just using basically those two pitches 80% of the time, and it worked out really well for him. So he may be a candidate for that. And their bullpen should be fine. They got Holton and they've got Chafin, so they got lefties in situations that they can bring in. And just those five guys right there is a pretty solid bullpen. Bo Brisky's got a real power arm. He was the hardest thrower in terms of his average fastball last year for the Tigers at over 96, almost 97 miles an hour. And he's in the top 10%, so that's a power arm by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, I don't know what they're going to do with Sawyer Gibson Long, but he's a versatile guy that you could bring in for three innings early in games. Use him as an opener if you have some injuries with the starters. And also, they've got Ty Madden. And I look, they're going to start Ty Madden at AAA. He was a first-round pick, the second first-round pick the year they took Jackson Jobe. Big-time pitcher out of Texas, big-time arm, high 90s. Thing is, he hasn't really developed a changeup that's necessarily going to work in the major leagues. But if he does well, there's a possibility you can see him up and maybe being used in relief if he doesn't get that changeup down. He's got a big-time power arm. So, and also,
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say you mentioned power, and I was going to ask you about Spencer Torkelson, who showed a ton of power in the second half of the year. Do you expect that to continue on? Like, do you think the switch has flipped in his head that he's starting to understand it more and more?
Yeah, I do. Spencer Torkelson, I think, you know, whatever the over and under is on home runs, I'd take the over because, you know, he's
27 and a half or something like that it was.
Yeah, I'd take the over on that. He's got big-time power. Last year, it was just the second half. He's learned how to hit fastballs. He's made some adjustments with his swing to get the barrel to the ball better. He's got good patience at the plate, and he murders off-speed pitches if they hang. So, yeah, the light bulb's gone off in his head, and I expect him to be improved defensively as well because he knows what he has to work on. So, I mean, he had a problem with, he's played first base all his life, and then he comes into the major leagues, and they got the shift. And he said he got a little lazy because there was always somebody in short center field for balls. And all his defensive problems were based on going to balls to his glove side. All the whole thing. I mean, he was minus 9 runs in Baseball Savant, and 8 of those runs were on plays that he did make going to his right. So he's got one problem, and I think he'll solve it this year.
The last 2 years for the Tigers, they finished strong. But they started off so poorly. Do you imagine they get over that hump this year where they don't have such a lousy April?
That's a tough one because, it's the one thing about baseball that is really odd is you go from playing in Florida where it's nice and it's windy. Okay. Out in Arizona, it's just nice and it's hot. And then all of a sudden you come up and it's, they're opening in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I've been to Chicago in opening series. I remember the first year I was a baseball writer. One game, it was 28 degrees. Yeah, a night game. They played a night game at the old Comiskey Park. I remember Dan Peach was pitching for the Tigers, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So it's hard to tell, but they definitely need to get off to a good start. And shame on baseball for putting the Tigers and the White Sox in that same situation. You think there would be enough dome teams or warm weather teams that they could make it work better. Those teams are basically, that's not good for them. But, and it's also with, say Casey Mize, do you want him pitching when it's 35 degrees out?
Probably
coming
not.
Off college on. You know, Scooble, you know, he's your ace, right? I mean, the guy's a, he's odds. Vegas got the odds at seventh best Cy Young chance, right? That's how good he is now. And he is, you're going to put him out there opening day in Chicago on, 32 degrees, you know. So those type of things are, you know, make it a little difficult to project starts. But I do think the team is capable. And, you know, the column that I wrote about this is of getting 87 wins. I do think they are capable of doing that. That might be the high end, but they are, and that's what won the division last year. You know.
Are there any, like, sneaky storylines that the fans should know going into spring training? Because I would guess the majority of fans, they're going to go in expecting the Greens and the Torques and the players that they know. But are there any, like, storylines that maybe you could – introduce them to before spring training actually starts? Well, the games are played.
Well, here's what I'd look at spring training. Casey Mize, how well is he throwing? Very key. If they bring Jackson Job into a couple spring training games, one or two, how well is he going to do? That's the other one. And, of course, Colt Keith, how well does he play second base? And if they do bring Young into some major league exhibition games, how well does he do at third base? There's a lot of storylines there with that when it comes down to their younger players and what their tools are like. So anyway, look, we went over the Tigers. We did the minor league system. Look, we'll be hitting you with the minor league system and the baseball draft a lot coming up here. So we'll keep you abreast on this. We'll also talk about the Red Wings and what's going on with them. Yeah, we'll get to the Pistons. And, of course, the NFL draft. We'll do all those things here on Bustin' Balls. It's about drafts. It's about prospects. It's about future. It's about some of the things that they don't get to in talk radio, even on my show. We get to it here on this podcast. So like it on the Google Play Store. Like it on Apple iTunes. Check out Odyssey.com. Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter. You can always get the podcast on that. And King of the KC on Evans thing. And of course, the 97 won the ticket. X, formerly known as Twitter page, and also on the Facebook page of 97 won the ticket. Till next time, we'll see you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever.
Of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.